Jesse White joins us, spoken to you. Jesse, great to have you on the program. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
You've got a massive opponent this weekend. They were the buzz team out of round one. How much of the Adelaide performance did you see?
Yeah, obviously, yeah, we watched a fair bit of it. And obviously, during the week, we've started to watch them pretty closely. So, you know, they had a pretty strong performance. So it's going to be a tough game this weekend.
Are you the kind of player who sits down and watches a whole heap of footy on the weekend anyway, or do you kind of limit your footy watching on the weekend and just concentrate on your own task at hand?
I used to not watch so much football, but as late, I really got into it, and moving down to Melbourne, you know, you look everywhere and there's footy everywhere. So, I really enjoy watching my footy over the weekend.
We had a really good game on the weekend, Jesse, and I think that's a great way to start the season. You had sort of mixed form through the NAB Challenge, but seems to me you're a better player when you're playing deep in the forward line. Cloak gets up the ground, it seemed to work for him, and then you get your opportunity into the ruck. If you were the coach and you're advising Bucks on your best structure for you personally, what would you say?
I think I really enjoy playing deep. I can see the play unfold in front of me, and I like to be that player who can strike my opponent and get on the lead. So, you know, I really enjoy playing deep.
Well, I think if Bucks hadn't made that decision himself, it would have been made for him on the weekend, because it just looked a much better chemistry when the two of you were a bit separated.
Yeah, definitely. Trav, that's the way Trav made his footy. He used to play up in the centre forward, and when, you know, Rocker and players like that, they left the club, he definitely came that focus point. So, he said to me that he's happy to go up the ground a bit more, and, we can chop and change during the game, and, it can be a bit more of a threat and not so much one-dimensional.
You probably know, I presume you know, that the fans have a love, I won't say love-hate, but a love-not-so-love-so-much relationship with you, depending on your performance week in, week out.
It's something that I'm, really focusing on for myself, and, consistency's really been the issue for me probably over my career, and, this year I'm hopefully I can now put that to rest and have some consistent performances through the year.
So what do you put that down to? Because everybody does talk about the fact that your build is pretty much exactly the same height and weight, and the beautiful build that Lance Franklin's got, you're pretty much the same kind of body shape. Do you put it down to being a latecomer to the game? You didn't play it necessarily every day as a kid. Is that the reason that it sometimes takes a bit of time to work out drop zones and where to run and how a forward line needs to mesh together?
I'm not really sure what to put it down to, but I think over this pre-season, I've had a fantastic pre-season, lost a bit of weight, and really improved my running. And when I'm up and going, I'm running and I'm competing, and my work rate's high. I play good games of footy, so that's what I put it down to. And having those high training standards during the week really helps me out on the weekend. So they're the things that I'm focusing on, and
well, it's a big challenge at the moment because you've been whacked with injuries, and the latest one, Steel Sidebottom, who's a sensational player, he's out. So all of a sudden you've got some fragility about your midfield, and it's going to take everybody to give their best to knock over Adelaide.
Oh, definitely. You know, they're a powerhouse in there with Dangerfield and things like that. So, it was threatening to lose Steel. He's a important member of the team, and that run, I think we got Paul Seisman and Tim Broomhead coming into the pod this week, and they really add a bit of run to the team, and Seisman, he's a fantastic runner, so hopefully they can fill that sort of spot.
How much of a distraction was the Lockie Keefe Josh Thomas issue?
Not a whole lot, to be honest. I think, that day, it came a bit of a shock to the boys. Probably that day we sort of had a bit of a focus on it, and there was a fair bit of media around it. But, inside the football club, we had a big bit of a chat about it, and we obviously support those guys. But,
we can't really control too much about it. So,
were you dirty on them? Were you dirty on them for putting themselves at risk, if in fact that's what happened?
Oh, not really. I don't know. It's sort of, you know, I'm really unsure what's actually happened. So, you know, I can't really be dirty on them. You know, we're as playing group, you know, we're standing by them. So, you know, all we can control is playing good games of footy. So,
did you know it was unfolding before it hit the press, or was that the first time you guys found out about it as well?
Yeah, that was the first time. We you know, we trained that day, and they brought us into one of the team rooms after training, actually, and I actually didn't see them at training and things like that, and then they told us. And they didn't give us too much detail either. Yeah. We were all pretty stunned and unsure what really was really going on. So, we only found out just like the media did. So,
because you were preparing probably to be part of a forward line with Lachie Keefe playing in it.
Yeah, I mean, he was having a fantastic pre-season. He came back in flying form, and I think he had a bit of a sore hammy at the time. And I think he still has. So, you know, he's been coming down forward and training with us, but it's devastating for the boys.
Let's go back to last week. Clearly, you got off to a great start. You had everybody tipping against you. You stuck it up all the tipsters and the critics, but you nearly burnt what was a 6 or 7 goal lead. The conditions must have been horrendous.
Yeah, I think the first half was, you know, we really moved the ball really well, and we were on top of the ground and running, and it was pretty hot, hot early, and you know, I think, I don't know if that's got to do with it, but you know, that last quarter there, we really ran out of legs there, and I think it was due to the conditions, because I think some of the Brisbane boys were cramping as well, and so it was pretty horrendous.
Appreciate your time, Jesse. Good luck for the rest of the season. You got off to a flyer. Let's hope your form holds and you have a consistent year, and everybody's on your bandwagon.
Thanks, Jared. Cheers.
Jesse White from the Collingwood Football Club joining us. If you're a Collingwood fan and you didn't hear the changes to your team earlier, Tim Broomhead and Paul Seedsman in, Jordan DeGoey and still side bottom. Outside bottom, obviously injured, but DeGoey has been omitted, will play in the VFL team. And the emergencies for that game, well, there's a couple breathing down Jesse White's neck as well. Patrick Karnesis and Corey Gott, both named as emergencies, as well as Sam Dwyer.